Backed by popular demand is the new improved product from Jackson, Lusk, Peruvis, Incorporated called Chutes and Ladders of the Periodic Table. This game is super easy to play, and instructors can choose to play either individually or in groups. First, the tallest player is the first person to start. If you're playing in groups, pick the group with the tallest individual person. From there, the order goes from tallest to shortest. Players start at the start tile, which is found on the bottom left-hand side of the board. They then spin the wheel provided in the package. Once they land on a number, they move that many spaces up the board. Note that the tiles are numbered. Players go from 1 to 23. This is the end of that player's turn. Once all the players have gone, and it is the first person's turn again, that player then has to answer the question on his or her tile. If they get the question right, they can spin the wheel and advance. If they get the question wrong, they cannot spin the wheel or advance. Whenever one lands on a tile with a ladder, if they get the question right, they can move up the ladder to the tile that the ladder is connected to. Whenever one lands on a tile with a chute, if they get the question wrong, they have to move down the chute to the tile that the chute is connected to. Players then continue to advance. The first player or group to land on the finished tile wins. Our product, Chutes and Ladders of the Periodic Table, follows the theory of game-based learning. The core concept behind game-based learning is teaching through repetition, failure, and the accomplishment of goals. Learning through games allows students to actively engage in the material rather than passively sitting through a lecture. This is perfect for any teacher, instructor, or professor who's had a hard time teaching some of the various typical trends of the periodic table in their classes, including atomic radius, ionic radius, ionization energy, electron affinity, electron negativity, metallic character, and chemical reactivity. Other active learning pedagogical concepts that teachers can use to further assist an active learning concept include Bloom's taxonomy, open and closed questions, and group work. Bloom's taxonomy is used by first having basic questions that help the students understand the topic. As the game continues, questions become more analytical and students are required to evaluate the material. It is recommended for the instructor to take time while presenting and moderating this game to go over the concepts when students get stuck. Each question on the board is a closed question, meaning there is only one definite answer. Instructors can then ask open questions in order to help the students better understand the why and the how behind the process of these trends. Thank you for considering Chutes and Ladders of the Periodic Table. We know that this product will boost the overall learning within your chemistry classroom, and we hope you consider buying this awesome teaching tool.